News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass, making sure that everything sounds perfect on the radio. So we appreciate his help and hard work. We have on the line Morgan Curtis with us. She's an OBGYN at Evangelical Community Hospital and the Thyram Humphrey Center for Breast Health. And we're going to talk about just encouraging women to make their health a very high priority. So, Morgan, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Very much appreciated. So, let's talk about how should women make themselves a priority? Why is this a brought-up topic? Why isn't this happening already? What happens with women now?
Sometimes, women, we're really good caregivers, so sometimes we are kind of focused on taking care of our family, you know, those around us, and we forget to take care of ourselves. So we recommend that women come to see us yearly for our well-woman exams, and at that visit, we like to go through all of the different screening measures that we have available and make sure that they're up to date with current screenings, and we can get them set up for screenings if they haven't had any, if they're not up to date.
How common is it that women don't take great care of themselves, that put the entire focus on their family?
I see it from time to time. I think that women are doing a much better job taking care of themselves and being proactive and getting the recommended screening tests. But we just want to make sure we get that reminder out there for some people that may have, fallen off the bandwagon, maybe COVID, put a wrench in things. You weren't getting your screening tests done because our lives were kind of flipped upside down with the pandemic, but trying to remind people to get things back on track.
Are you getting a resurgence of women starting to resume sort of the routine care that they may have held off on or wasn't really even possible during the pandemic?
Absolutely, yeah. We're very busy in clinic. We're seeing people start to come back and get back on track with their screenings.
Is there sort of a sequence or schedule of routine screenings that women should think about? For myself, I certainly know every so often we do certain tests and so on. What is there for women?
So we start screening pap smears at age 21, so that's a screening for cervical cancer. And we recommend starting screening mammograms at age 40 and doing screening mammograms yearly. There's also recommendations to start colonoscopy screening, which is now 45, used to be 50, so trying to get people screened earlier for colon cancer by having their colonoscopy done at age 45. Skin screening is another important thing to remember, too. Not everybody needs to necessarily run to the dermatologist and get checked, but if somebody has a family history of skin cancer, then I think it's important that somebody is checking them on a regular basis as well. And we also recommend osteoporosis screening, bone density screening after menopause.
And I would imagine for each of these tests, there's a wide range of factors that go into determining what a woman's risk factors are. Is there sort of a colloquy for each of these tests? What's the family history? Have you had kids or not? These kinds of things. Is there a wide range of questions and things that go into risk determination?
Absolutely. So specifically with breast cancer risk, we will look at a lot of different factors, and family history is a big determining factor of when we would start screening for breast cancer. So some women can actually start screening before the age of 40 based on their family history, and sometimes we add additional screening measures for somebody who would be considered high risk. Maybe they have a genetic mutation or a very strong family history. We can sometimes do a breast MRI in addition to mammogram. Our general terms as far as family history with certain types of cancers, we like to start screening people 10 years before the family member was diagnosed. So those are all good conversations to have at the well woman visit or the yearly visit with any family practitioner, really going over that family history as well to determine if maybe screening should be occurring either more frequently or maybe sooner than the average population.
Describe the kind of conversations you should be having with either your primary care physician or your OBGYN. What should you be talking about?
So you definitely want to be just, again, reviewing your family history, but also making sure they understand your personal history as well, making sure they know your health history up into that meeting. And if you notice anything different at home, being aware of your own body, and if something is changing, making sure that you're bringing that to their attention. We do encourage what we call breast self-awareness, keeping an eye on your breast tissue at home, and if you notice any changes, to bring that to your health practitioner's attention.
All right, so this should really be a good dialogue. How can women communicate with either their OBGYN or their personal care physician? I know EVAN has a number of methods electronically for people to stay in touch.
Yeah, we have a lot of different options. Obviously, people can schedule an appointment and come in and have a conversation. People can also contact us electronically. We have different portals set up that they can log into and actually send me a message directly, which sometimes works out easier. We don't, end up playing phone tag, and it saves them. Sometimes it can save them a visit here in the office. So we have a lot of different modes of communication this day and age, getting in contact with your provider, definitely.
How does a woman's health care needs change from childhood to childbearing age to menopause? Explain how the needs change throughout that period.
So in the beginning, we focus on, we always want to focus on, diet, healthy diet, exercise, but there are definitely different stages of reproductive age where different screenings become important. Early adolescence and early reproductive age, we focus on cervical cancer screening, screening for infections if possible, if needed, and as people start to get closer to the age of menopause, that's when we can start looking at other things too. There's risk factors for osteoporosis after menopause that we need to be screening for, and making sure that they're up to date with their breast cancer screening as well, and making sure they understand what is normal as far as the process of menopause, and we can talk about all the symptoms that they're having and decide, is this a normal process or is this something abnormal that needs to be investigated further.
Well, you start out the same. All you doctors have the same shtick, this eat well, mind your nutrition, keep your diet and fitness, your fitness and exercise up. You all say the same thing, so it must be true, I guess. What about the fact that women are very busy, they have a lot of responsibilities, oftentimes they're taking care of that whole family, but it's critically important that they, turn the mirror on themselves occasionally and take care of themselves.
Yeah, I always say it's important to take care of yourself so that you can continue to care for your family. So you need to remember to keep your health in the forefront as well, and keep yourself healthy so you can continue to keep your family healthy.
Is there anything else you would like to add to our conversation when it comes to just women taking fantastic care of themselves and their whole family, keeping the communication going? What else would you like to add?
I just think it's very important for people to know that screening tests are there for a reason. Early detection saves lives, and if you're not sure if you're a candidate for screening, to speak up at your next visit and get yourself on track.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for all your help and your information. You have an open mic anytime. We thank Deanna Hollenbach. She gets producer credits for connecting us with all the good experts at EVAN. Thank you so much, Dr. Curtis. Thanks for calling in today.
And I'm a physician assistant, but thank you very much.
Oh, a PA. Thank you so much. Yep, I appreciate it. Well, maybe,
okay.
You never know. A couple of more years of torturous schooling and you're in if you so choose. Thank you, Morgan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is Morgan Curtis, as you heard, a PA in the OBGYN of Evangelical Community Hospital and Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health. That conversation and all of our conversations we had during the month of October with the experts at Evangelical Community Hospital, part of our Paint the Valley Pink initiative. You can still go to Paint the Valley Pink at WDKOK.com, get information about breast cancer health awareness, screening, diagnosis, and treatment. And as we heard from Ms. Curtis, it's an opportunity to just connect with all kinds of physicians as well at Evangelical Community Hospital, evanhospital.com.